人都可以有这个经历，但是这是一个基督徒的灵命的一个成长。到了后来的话呢，就什么都不要了，只要主自己了。 It is a growing process of a Christian life. As a Christian grows in the process, he or she would see other things than the Lord himself. But as the Christian grows more and more into the Lord, finding that the Lord is everything to him or to her, then he would want nothing else but Christ himself. It should be the experience of every Christian, of every one of us, that we can grow into this deep and full, this deep and full stage of life in God. 赞美主，每一节哈都非常的有意义，我们在这里思想。昨天我就想到今天这个领圣餐，这个薄饼聚会啊，那主耶稣最主要的目的就是说，你们要纪念我，就是要来思想耶稣。不是单单纪念他的死，那是纪念他自己，他今天还活着。纪念他为我们所做的一切，纪念他对我们所有的爱，所有的看顾，所有的保守，因为我们太容易忘记。我们这个天然的人呢，是一个健忘的人。The natural man has a tendency to forget. The forgetfulness is one of the parts of the natural man. And that's why Jesus ordained this communion, so that we will remember. In setting up this communion, he said, "This you do in remembrance of me." And the Lord knows that we do not remember him at all times. We remember many other things and many other people more than the Lord himself. When he's closer to us than anyone in this world. And yet, he is the one that we least think of. If we are honest to ourselves, we would commit, we would acknowledge, yes, Lord. So help me, Lord Jesus, to remember you, not only at this communion service, but Lord, help me to remember you more in my daily life, my daily activity. 那个，每一节的诗歌，每一节哈都有很深的意义。我想，我们来稍微看一看哈，我唱的时候啊，好像就是在说我。当我们不断的长进啊，这个像圣经所说的哈，凡事长进啊，连于元首基督，那个连于啊，应该是翻作进入啊，那个。原来的意思就是 grow into Christ, grow into Christ, 跟他越来的越有更深的连接的是在他的里面啊。第一节呢说，前要的是祝福，今要主自己。其实主就是祝福，可是我们在不够认识主的时候，我们所看到的都是外在的，我们要的也都是外在的。其实那个外在的都是从内在的主而来，只是好像我们只看见这些祝福啊、好处啊，就没有看见了那个好处、祝福都是从这一位 好美好的祝祝福的主而来。也就是说，那个眼目啊，调转了。我们常常就是说，转眼仰望，从外面的那只是转到里面的了。其实它就是我们的祝福。也可以这么说吧，如果是用父母跟儿女来比喻的话，父母啊就是儿女的祝福，但是儿女并不晓得，儿女所知道的就是我要这个，我要那个，我爸爸妈妈好像是都给我了，哎呀，我爸爸妈妈对我好这样，但是不知道哈，爸爸妈妈就是神所给他们的祝福。那么儿女呢，反过来呢，也是神所给我们的祝福。而且圣经很清楚在讲到说，儿女啊是耶和华所赐的产业，这是我们真正所有的，就是这个儿女。而且这个儿女神给了我们啊，不是就给了我们就算了哈，是啊，托付给我们，要让我们来教养的。我们有一个责任要教养的。为什么要教养呢？不是单单让他们能够做好啊，乃是啊把神的祝福，就是这位啊祝福我们的主啊，就在这个家里面呢，就是一代一代的这样传下去。这个产业呢，就是一个从这一方面来说呢，儿女啊就是我们的产业。那么如果是追溯到那个施恩的主来说呢，耶和华就是我们的产业，他就是我们的产业，他就是我们的祝福。只是我们因为不认识他嘛，所以呢要在他以外要求这个要求那个哈。其实呢我们的好处啊不在主以外，而且呢我们在主里面的好处啊那是永远的。虽然我们的生命啊都是短暂的，但是神的祝福是永远的，而且他的心意呢是愿意在我们的家族里面呢一代一代的要延续下去，是永远的。也可以说我们如果是在这个世界上有问题的话，出了问题，不管是家里人际关系啊，或者是身体啊健康啊，那都是因为啊我们在主以外去追求一些我们所认为的祝福，所看见的，我们却不知道我们的好处是在他的里面。因为在他以外去追求的话呢，我们呢就离开了那个源头了。神是万福之源，我们离开那个源头了，有时候啊就难免的就有一点这种漂流的这个感觉，偏差的感觉，出了问题了，出了轨道了，所有都是因为我们的偏离了这个中心，也是偏离了这个源头。但这个写诗的人呢，这个宣信啊，中文翻作宣信，他是这个宣道会的这个创始人呢，但是他是一个被圣灵充满，他是一个认识主，他是一个站在传讲耶稣，而且只要他自己，他的讲的道都是把人带到耶稣的跟前啊。可是今天呢，如果你要去参加宣道会的那个聚会的话，你就知道今天宣道会走到哪儿去了，你就会知道今天宣道会啊所传的是什么，你就会知道了。所以哈，离开了那个源头了。虽然他的创始者哈是接着源头的，可是后来的人呢，不知不觉的这样子就离开了那个源头了。那个第二节他说，我以前求的是医治啊，他的身体以前也不好的这个宣誓。后来他得到神的医治，他开始的时候身体不好，当然他就是要医治了，很少想到啊，这一位主啊，他就是医治的主，他就是医治者。 就好像今天我们呢啊，如果我们不够认识主的话啊，我们有了病呢，我们第一个想到的就是医生，先想到的是医生呢，然后呢才想到耶稣啊，也要请弟兄姐妹要为我们祷告，就耶稣来帮忙。好像医生在先，耶稣在后，我们把那个次序啊又颠倒了，又颠倒了。所以当我们进步了，我们的灵命长进啊，哈，我们认识主的时候呢，我们有了病，我们就先回来祷告，先回来仰望耶稣，而且呢在找医生的过程当中一直都是仰望主，甚至于你连吃药的时候啊，你都在那里祷告，相信是主要来使这个药物啊能够发生一点作用。如果药物啊能够治人的病的话呢，今天不会有那么多病人，是不是？如果药物能够救人的命的话呢，那今天不会有那么多人死亡。这一切哈，都在乎我们的主，都在乎我们的主。所以我们在这里思想耶稣的时候呢，也就是他要我们更多认识他，因为我们所需要的一切都在他的里面，无论是爱，是平安，是喜乐，这个是我们呢，可以说人类啊所需求的啊，就是一个快乐嘛，就是要平安嘛，还有呢，就是要被爱嘛，这个都是人生所寻求的啊。那这一切都在耶稣基督里面呢，才是真的。在这个世界上，你都可以有。什么所谓的平安、喜乐、爱都会有，那是暂时的，那是有条件的。但是这里在主这里，它是没有条件的，而且呢是永远的，是永远的。主就是用我们来思想，来思想。The author of this song, A.B. Simpson, he was the founder.Of the Christian Alliance, Missionary Alliance Church. And this denomination, of course, it still exists, you know. But it is not the same as it was in the days of A.B. Simpson. A.B. Simpson was filled with the Holy Ghost, was filled with the Word of God, and he knew God in a personal way.And he experienced the truth that he was preaching. He was not just preaching a theory or just a sermon, but his message was his life, and his life was his message. And this tells about his whole life, what he was seeking for before. And now as he come to know the Lord,More and more, so he wants God himself. And he found that everything is in God himself. Christ is everything. Christ is all and in all. That is a wonderful revelation, and it's a wonderful knowledge of God. Not just the scriptures. Just remember, it's not enough, you know, to know the scriptures.To know the scriptures is one thing, and to know God himself and express himself is another thing. You must have two. Actually, the two are inseparable. The word of God is God himself, but there is a difference between the letter and the spirit. And Paul tells us that the letter kills, but the spirit quickens. The Spirit gives life. So if it's just the words without the Spirit, there's no life, no power. You know, people just listen to it and then it won't make any difference in their lives. But when you're filled with the Holy Spirit and the Word is anointed by the Holy Spirit and it goes out in a powerful way and then it can impact life. It can change lives. And that this is Paul's, you know, teaching. I happen to be writing now the part, you know, where Paul talks about the Holy Spirit. Paul teaches about the Holy Spirit. It's just so wonderful. When I just got into it, wow, what a teaching. And I never realized that Paul's teaching on the Holy Spirit was so comprehensive, so extensive, that, because he was filled with the Holy Spirit. Christ lived in him. The Holy Ghost, he was just bound and filled and directed and used and by the Spirit of God, flowed from him. So he could say, for me to live is Christ. Whenever we think of the word Christ, okay, we must not forget the meaning, the real meaning of the word Christ is the anointed. The anointing comes from the anointed one. We can never separate the Holy Spirit from Christ himself or the other way around. Whenever we talk about Christ, remember, not just word, but the Spirit as well.
然后第二句我快快地说好像啊这首诗歌啊非常的丰富非常的丰富我们在这里慢慢一点点的来来我们来享受哦来思想当我们在这里听的时候我们就用我们的灵啊这样来吸收来吃这样嗯嗯
as we share these things, talk about these truths, you know. Let's just take them into heart. Let's drink it. I like the way Sister Pearl Young said when she was in New York listening to Hans Wolfwog. She says, I just drank and drank and drank. And she took in every word that Mr. Wolfwog had to say. What a vessel. She knew how to take in. She knew that.
然后接下去他就说以前他所求的是恩赐圣灵的恩赐你看今天多少人呢我讲的当然是在五旬节信仰的教会里头在灵恩所谓的灵恩的教会的里面哈多少人呢在那里强调恩赐渴慕恩赐 希望能够得到恩赐，哦，那 A.B. Simpson 以前也是这样，我想我们呢以前都是会觉得要恩赐很特别哦，这样，可是，嗯，他认识主以后呢，他说所有的恩赐都是从主耶稣那里来的，而且所有的恩赐都是圣灵的彰显。我刚刚上个礼拜才写到这里，就是。就是讲到那个属灵的恩赐，保罗是讲保罗所讲的，啊，我只是讲一点解释哈。保罗他是用很简单的话，我就把它稍微扩大一点哈。保罗说这个，哎，讲了这些，这个人有这个恩赐，那个人有那样的恩赐哈，然后他就是说哈，他说这个恩赐就是圣灵在这些人上的显明，对。 因为圣灵我们是看不见的，我们怎么知道圣灵在我们当中啊，在教会里面呢，就是啊，这些神迹奇事显出来，哦，那个，嗯，感谢主，我们最近啊能够知道一点那个神迹奇事，比如 Martha Weldon 跟那个 Jim 他们最近那个车祸是发生在11月11号。 我把他们的 email 转给你们了，不晓得你们看了没有？这个至少我们哦，那个车子毁了，透透了，这样，他还寄了照片来，那个真是前面全部都毁掉啊、哦！两个老人呢，就是Jim 大概是有一点擦破一点什么地方，一点轻伤。那个当时啊，那个车子被撞的送到别的地方，因为。 有人闯红灯，他们不知道这样，嗯。 I guess I forwarded the Martha's email to you guys, even the pictures, the accident. I'm trying to kind of relay, describe it a little bit, what happened.
Okay.
但是两个老人的车就回来，哦，你看两个老人马上就叫救护车来，把他们两个人送到医院里头。那么检查的结果呢，就是马尔达呢，他的胸部的前面有一根骨头，哇，一个横的骨头，就有一个 crack， 可能有一个裂痕的。那但是感谢主。 那个骨科医生跟他说，不用开刀，啊，他慢慢的就会复原的，他自己可以长圆的，啊，他就哦，感谢主，就没事了。两个老人，那么保险公司就负责了，哎，后来主要带他们找到了一辆旧车，用过的车，看只有6万 mile，一个挺好的一个车，这样他们挺高兴。所以当我。 当我写email告诉他，我说我去照扫描啊，什么超音波啊，一切正常，他说哦，感谢主啊，这是一个 miracle。他说我也有一个 miracle 告诉你，然后呢就说到他那个车祸。还有一件很奇怪的事，就是我们很好的朋友哈，那个 Leonard Chai。 哎，是一个94岁的一个美国的老姐妹啊，我写这个英文书的时候，她帮助我出版，她还写了这个写了一段的介绍。94岁，最近啊，开刀动了个大手术啊，把子宫给拿掉，因为里面呢有那个子宫纤维瘤啊。 虽然是良性的呢，但是啊，他非常不舒服，诊断了结果呢，还是要给他拿掉，所以医生给他动了一个大手术，94岁了，当然他也经过相当的考虑啊、祷告啊，这样，然后来他就交给主吧，他就自己不要再做什么决定了啊，主要让他多活几年呢，他就会保守他这个手术啊。 你知道吗？这个手术动了以后啊，医生是觉得这么大的手术啊，会疼痛哈、啊。他说他不痛，他前天他写的第一封信，手术以后的写一封信，他说我告诉你们，我现在写信的时候啊，还是不痛。<笑>他说医生啊就觉得很奇怪，很奇妙，这是一个奇迹。 这是什么呢？就是神在我们的身上，圣灵在我们的里面。当圣经说，啊，我们这个身子就是圣灵的殿。可是我们即使啊相信圣灵，也常被圣灵充满，我们很少想到我们这身子就是圣灵的殿，圣灵在我们的里面。但是这些神迹奇事。 这些神迹奇事，就是圣灵。保罗说，就是圣灵显明在个人身上，显明在我们这些信他的人身上。为什么今天传统教会很多不能接受圣灵呢？我相信一个主要的原因之一啊，就是啊，他们不太相信圣灵，哦，不是说他们不承认。 哦，也不相信说圣经啊，什么所说的圣灵啊，有的个圣灵哈、啊，可是啊，在他们实际的生活中，还有教会的活动里面呢、啊，好像圣灵不存在一样。我是这个意思，我说他们没有信到这样一个地步。其实约翰说的很清楚，不过他说了很简单，他说这恩膏是真的。 不是假的，这个老人家90多岁了，是真的，不是假的。Now, of course, I kind of developed from the second half of the first verse here, you know, where A.B. Simpson said, before he was seeking healing, now was he was seeking the healer, God himself. And people tend to see things outwardly,
you know.
And people, the Pentecostal churches or charismatic churches, you know, how they long to have the gifts, the gift of the Holy Spirit, gift of prophesying, gift of this, gift of that. But they fail to recognize that these gifts, as the Apostle Paul says, are the manifestation of the Holy Spirit in the church among the Christians. In other words, these gifts are the manifestation of the living Christ who dwells within us by his Holy Spirit. So, actually, there isn't, it's hard, very hard to differentiate between the Spirit and Christ. As I said, Christ is the anointed one. How can you separate the Holy Spirit from Christ, the anointed one? The anointing comes from him. The Holy Spirit was poured out on the day of Pentecost by him, the risen Christ. And the Bible tells us very clearly that the Apostle Peter, in explaining, you know, Pentecost, this, that there are many who didn't understand, they ridiculed, you know, they said, what does this mean? And Peter had to get up and explain. And so at a certain point, and he said, Christ Jesus went, ascended into heaven, and he sat at the right hand of the Father and received the Spirit of promise, the Spirit promised by the Father. And then what you see is what he has poured out. As I'm just in the middle of writing this, and as I pointed out, I said the biggest problem of the churches, evangelical churches today, why they are so weak, so powerless, you know, lifeless, is because they have separated the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, from the Trinity, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. They have separated the Holy Spirit from Jesus. They talk about Jesus. Yes, it's okay. The Father, okay. But many of these evangelical churches have failed to realize that they're all one. They're all one. The Holy Father, Holy Son, and the Holy Spirit. Father, Son, and the Spirit. They are one. That is as far as I'm able to see, the Lord shows me, that is the biggest problem in the evangelical churches today. Okay, without power, without life, of course we have all these problems, you know, these confusion. And especially today, we hear a lot about the so-called progressive Christianity. I tell you, this is the most subtle thing the devil, the enemy, has introduced into the church. So-called progressive Christianity. They change the truth. They misinterpret or distort the word of God. And that's what many of these homosexual people, they're Christians. They claim to be Christians. They even have gone as far as to accuse the Christians in general, the Christian voters, the conservative voters, as being hypocrites or false Christians. I tell you, we gotta be very, very careful and to know what we believe in and stand our ground. Otherwise, we can be, you know, swayed and be led astray very, very easily. Hallelujah. Can you hold? The Bible says that if you delight yourself in God, and God will grant you the desires of your heart. 意思说，如果我们 要是以耶和华为我们的满足，为我们的喜乐，然后他就会把我们心里面所要的赐给我们，就是那么样的一个简单。所以So let us delight ourselves first in God, and let us be content with having Christ himself. But we cannot be content until we have come to know him in his fullness, in his riches. Whenever the Apostle Paul talked about the riches of God, he would add the word glory. The riches of glory, the unsearchable riches of Christ. Oh, the riches of glory. In other words, it's just too rich. He found in God to be too rich. 赞美主。Oh, hallelujah. 你看这样的主在我们当中，这样的主在我们的当中。可是首先需要我们相信，不是等我们感觉了，有了感觉了，他在这里呢，也讲到那个感觉，那个第二节，他就是讲到那个感觉，对不对？第二节呢，他说前常用手抓住我，金主手牵我，那个抓住也是不错啊。可是今天人都是抓别的东西啊，不是抓住啊。你要是抓主的话，当然你一定会得到主啊，主就会来牵着你。前常无所适从，从前呢，他不知道到底哪个教会是对啊，哪一个所传的是对啊，我该去哪一个教会啊，不知道。他说今抛锚稳妥，抛锚在耶稣基督里面。所以他这个诗歌的题目就是啊 Himself 就是他自己，不是他以外的，这个呢是他自己。然后下面他就说到那个感觉，他说钱是宝贵感觉，精品主口说。你看今天即使爱主的基督徒好多还是在凭着感觉。是感谢主，感觉是很好，有时候主会让我们感觉到他的甘甜呐、他的那个同在呀、那个平安喜乐啊，他会给我们这些感觉啊、他说现在呢，他凭着主的话，我刚才所说的，我们不要凭感觉，要凭信心啊、信什么呢？就是信神的话，相信神的话。这个圣灵在我们里面呢，是真的，不是假的。我们不要凭自己的感觉啊，说在哪里啊？我都不觉得他在，我觉得好像神离我很远哦。可是他的话说，我离你很近。他的话说得很清楚，他说我永远不会离开你，我永远不会撇下你。以前他是凭感觉，现在他是凭主的话。我们就是要相信他的话啊，那个圣经说的很清楚，可是我们呢确实还是去寻找别的，到别的地方去寻找别的答案。这个他的话 The answer is so clear in his word, yet we go to different places looking for answer. When the answer is right there in your hand, 赞美主。要凭信心，不要凭感觉哦，因为所谓圣灵充满了，不是天天在那里的很兴奋的说方言说语言，不是这样，乃是天天相信神与你同在，这是圣灵充满这个最主要的意义。你无论到哪里啊，神都与你同在。我星期四啊，只想带我去照那个。脑部的扫描啊，我就躺在那儿啊，来给我打的那种药物啊，那种叫带，那个头啊枕在一个枕头，不能动。他说你不能动啊，我就拖着不能动。但是呢，他说很快5分钟也许就可以照好了，我就 就在那里叫我后来我就跟主教说我这五分钟我就在那里啊，我就赞美主，我就敬拜主，因为主在哪里，主在我的里面，我无论在哪里啊，主都在我的里面。 The anointing is real, it's not fake. There are so many fake things, fake stuff, you know. The anointing is real. The anointing is in us. And the Apostle Paul, John says, the anointing which you receive from the Lord remains in you. It abides in you. And furthermore, it teaches you in all things. So then he said, Beloved, follow the anointing. And this is how you abide in the Lord. Follow the teaching of the anointing. And thereby you will abide in the Lord because it remains in you. As you obey, as you stay connected, you are in the Lord. You abide in the Lord. 赞美主。好，我们来预备啊，来薄饼预备我们的心。我就停在那里。好，我可以再讲一个钟头、两个钟头。你们的肚子饿了，也许在中国大陆啊是可以，他们那个胃口啊是可以，他们聚会啊，从早上九点到下午五点 ，you know。In Shanghai or some other place I heard recently, meetings, you know, people sat there, you know. People sat there from 9 o'clock until 5 o'clock, non-stop. Either listening to preaching, testimony, or just sat there silently. And nobody complained. Isn't that strange? Nobody moved. And Pastor Yi said to one time, at a place where they had meeting, it lasted 13 hours every day, but except maybe in a break for lunch. And that is, God is there. God is there to hold them, you know, in silence, in His presence. When we are in the presence of God, it seems that time is timeless. As Moses was called to be with God on the top of the mountain, 40 days, 40 nights, and didn't he eat or drink? Because with God, this physical, you know, this physical world is nothing, it means nothing, as it doesn't exist, is there. With God, there's no death and life. It's only with us. Hallelujah. This is the God that we need to seek. Always seek Himself. 一直来寻求他自己。好，再把它唱一遍，然后我们就来薄饼。好，赞美主。好，唱一遍。想这个诗歌的意思，天有地，天有地是一直紧咬住而已，自己要自恩住。你唱到副歌的时候，如果你要举手就举手，你的心里面就是要永远举起耶稣，自由一点，顺着里面的那个感觉， 再唱那个第一节，这一次一起唱英文哈，配合他们。Once was the blessing, now it is the Lord. Once it was the feeling, now it is His word. Once it's His birthday, now the giver of. Once I sought for healing.Now himself alone, all in all forever, Jesus will I see. Oh, hallelujah. And Jesus everything. With a long so tragic. 主谢，然后叫你英文好不好？第五节。
天下无敌之主，谁能如你我？天下的将军。
拿到你的饼和杯的时候，让我们能够再次的纪念你， 谢谢你为我们所留的宝血，让我们在我们生活当中能够常常的思想到你，不忘记你在我们身上的恩典，使我们所做的一切，所思想的一切，都能够蒙你的悦纳。哦，愿我们的生命能够在这个世上的时候是为你所活的。哦，主啊，谢谢你来帮助我们，来把我们这个软弱的。 软弱的我变成一个刚强的，在你这里面是刚强的，是有力量的。谢谢你，奉耶稣的名祷告。阿门。Oh,
you are worthy, Lord Father.
Jesus, thank you, Lord.
Glory to you.
Amen.
To honor you, remember you today, Lord. Love and your sacrifice for you. Your obedience unto death, Lord. Shedding your blood for our sin. Washing us, Lord. Cleansing us. Making us clean. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you for also for the bread on the table and the cup on the table. Oh, Jesus, help us to be worthy, Lord. Humble as we come before you, bowing at your feet, taking part of you. Thank you, Lord. Remember you.
Amen.
In your name we pray.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. 我们坐下来，再唱那个第一、第三。 第五哈是英文，这也是用英文来唱，当他们两位弟兄来分定的时候，一三五，哦，感谢主，你们要唱中文的，当然也可以一起，中英文合唱吧，好好，啊，谢谢主，第一节再来，嗯，这样的。 所说的这一些，都包含在这个饼和杯的意义的里面。那就是主，他为我们死而复活，赐下圣灵来，然后住在我们的里面，让我们知道啊，我们所有的好处不在他以外。This bread and this cup speak volumes as we meditate. Simply just take it as Christ himself, because the Lord said, this bread, when he broke it and gave it to the disciples, and he said, this is my body, meaning himself, his life. And then the cup, he says, this is my blood, the blood of the new covenant. The blood is everything. When somebody gives his blood, he gives his life to him. So, 我们来吃喝的时候，要记得就是主把他所有的一切都给了我们，要这样相信。然后我们里面呢，那个耶稣会越来越多。当耶稣多的时候，这些外面的东西啊，
woman, it was in karma. Even a person, woman, each went to the dharma, that made you. So, this is Jesus said, 我的肉是可吃的，就是这个饼所代表的。 我的肉是可吃，我的血是可喝的。吃我肉和我血的人，它里面就有生命。我们如果带着这样一个信心来吃这个饼和杯的话呢，我们要相信我们里面呢，基督的生命会越来越多，好吧 ？So let us eat together now. 赞美主。我感觉到今天主的同在那么丰富。 也就是说住在我们当中，我们不再用肉眼来看他，而是用信心的眼睛来看他。当然没错， I feel the presence of the Lord in the midst very strongly. Hallelujah. Oh God, 让我们 let's more and more practice to see Him with the eyes of our faith, of our heart, not our physical eyes. Hallelujah. 他就在我们当中。他的血是有功效的。我们要相信啊，圣经所说的哈，因他所受的鞭伤，我们得了医治。因他所受的鞭伤，我们得了医治。我们身体有软弱的啊，你要相信，在信的人啊就能。耶稣说，在信的人凡事都能。 All things are possible with those who believe in the power of the blood. Yeah. 你现在身体软弱，你要相信，你喝的时候，那个能力就会在你身上彰显。赞美主，我们一起来喝这个杯，谢谢。Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Power, power, wonder working power in the blood.
Jesus,
我要稍微提一提，在没有唱之前呢，我要提一提啊，就是我第一次唱的时候啊，这个第五节，对我们这些老年人感受呢就比较深啊。I guess the last verse means more to us, senior citizens. Or nonagenarians, not the word, I mean, the 90-year-old. Nonagenarians? Okay. 前羡慕得着主，今知主属我。今知主属我。今天开始聚会的时候，我差一点点那首诗歌，他属我，我属他。我没有点那个。前我的灯啊，将熄灭了，哈、啊，那个是好像在世上那个生命的灯，里面呢好像没有光了，黑暗了，在啊，今则光顶灿，今呢，今天呢就是一个灿烂光明的，耶稣就是我们的光明啊，圣经说，箴言第四章十八节。一人的路如同黎明的光，越照越明啊，直到正午。Proverbs 4:18 says, "The path of the just is as a shining light; it shines unto the perfect day. It shines brighter and brighter unto the perfect day." 那个意思就是啊，我们对耶稣的认识。今天还是很有限的，有时候还是模糊的，但是越来越清楚，越来越觉得他宝贵、可爱、可信啊。So this shining light is Jesus Himself. This is the inner light, not the outer light. And this light becomes brighter and brighter.That means we will know Him better and better as we grow, continue to grow. We can know Him better, and we should know Him better. We should not be the same every year. this path of God, this path drops fatness, abundance. And he crowns the year with the goodness, with his goodness. And his passage drop, fatness, meaning abundance of blessings. 然后呢，前所望的是死，今等候被提。这对，目前我们，这就是我们的一个心态，这就是我们的心态哈。以前呢，好像哦，到了年纪大了，人呢，到了年纪大了，都要要去了哈、哦。那个 ，by the way， 那个曼玲，她的婆婆已经走了。她前天呢来电话，她要我们为她婆婆祷告一下。后来稳定了，就是她还在巴黎，她就接到电话说婆婆走了。不过他们还是会如期的回台湾去，这样啊，因为那个他说，现在呢，我们就是等候被提啊。我们现在的心态啊，就是很少想到死，就是想到主来接我们。那个我有时候跟同工说啊，我说你们。不要觉得稀奇啊，如果我们睡觉啊，如果不醒了，觉不醒了，那是被提。那个就像那天讲到他的小组雪萍是吧，那他们教会长老教会有一个牧师，是这里还是台湾？
台湾
的呀，也是80多岁了是吧，呀，在聚会中啊，人家以为他是在聚会里睡着了，他就是去了。这聚会就不去了。真的哦，你要是认识主就是这样一个心态，这样
不要想到死，更不要怕死。那个我们以前常常提过，那个和我老姐妹，她去的时候啊，哎呀，她就说来了来了来了来了，她就是她等着耶稣来了来了接她去了这样。As the word says, once for death I waited, now is coming hell. Now is coming hell. But the Chinese translation says, now I'm waiting to be taken, not for death, but to be received into our heavenly home. I was just saying that this is our present, status or state of the mind. We're getting old, of course, you know, but we're not waiting for death. We're waiting to be taken in sleep, even in a meeting. Don't be surprised. and truly, Mercy told a story of a pastor in Taiwan in a Presbyterian church. He was in his 80s, and they were in a meeting, you know. Yeah. But when the meeting was over, and he was there, people thought he fell asleep in the meeting. He was taken. He was taken. And we knew a sister who was one of Watchman Nee's co-workers. Mama used to attend her meetings and benefit much from her teaching. So when she went in Taiwan, the last words she said, "Oh, he's coming, he's coming, he's coming." Hallelujah. So I didn't get a chance to share this last verse, so I wanted to do it before we sing it and close the dismiss the meeting. 好，我一起站起来唱赞美主，好荣耀。
Once I hold in Jesus, now I know He's mine.
Amen.
Once my hands were dying, now they brightly shine. Once for death's awakened, now it's coming hell. And my eyes are anchored in the wind of hell. All in all forever, Jesus will I sing. Everything is Jesus, and
神不会漏掉你的，现在我们就开力祷告了，赞美主，哈利路亚，哦，赞美主，大家一起用信心这个手伸出来，手伸出来，哦 ，Lord Jesus， 感谢主，
赞
Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh Lord, you are the healer.
Amen.
We claim you are the healer.
Amen.
By your stripes, we are healed.
Amen.
By your blood, we are, our sins are forgiven.
Amen.
Oh, 主啊，你说能听的耳能看得见，都是耶和华所造的。医治他的耳，你能够造，你当然能够医治。阿门。天上的圣神，阿门。赞美主，主啊，你要得的荣耀。阿门。在心里的身上得的荣耀，在他妈妈的身上，在他家里面得的荣耀。阿门。荣耀了你自己，再荣耀你自己。阿门。
谢谢，哈利路亚，还有什么要祷告吗？阿门。主啊，你现在就来充满心里。阿门。你大能的医治临到他的身上。阿门。爱主，阿门。我们相信你要完全的医治他。阿门。我们谢谢你，主耶稣的美。阿门。阿门。阿门。
感谢主的恩典是长阔高深。哈利路亚！我们聚完会以后，因为我们准备了丰富丰盛的午餐，让我们个人每个人弟兄姐妹都欢欢喜喜、快快乐乐、平平安安的领受。
阿门。
祷告奉靠主耶稣的圣名。
阿门。
阿门。